get them pissed. The only reason I could see is because you can't achieve real Fuda in real life. I mean, I guess you do have people that have both genitals, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's also very rare and usually like a fucked up abomination.
Yeah.
Yet another way that 2D beats this filthy third dimension of ours.
I mean, why would you even consider 3D?
I don't generally.
I don't think it's a consideration.
That reminds me, Dougal. I wanted to ask you earlier, are you a virgin? I can't remember. It sounds like you're probably not.
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
And honestly,
you fucking normal fag.
It's pretty overrated, to be honest. Just be wizards. Be wizards, all of
them. I'm very well aware. I fell so deep down the fucking rabbit hole. By the time I was 14, I was already like, I'm never gonna bother with a girl.
That sounds unhealthy.
In my friend group growing up, I'm the only one that did not have divorced parents. I'm the only one that did not date. I'm the only one that's never been on antidepressants. It is a pretty clear-cut case for me. I'm not going to bother with that shit.
That sounds like that fucking image where the guy is like walking down the stairs, like, me who wants to spend time with my family, and everyone's like leaning around the corner holding kitchen knives, like, oh, look who finally right. decided to come out of his room. Oh, don't you have any video games to play in on?
Who the fuck plays video games? Scum.
Vidya.
Video games are for virgins anyway, so...
I mean, I was trying to emulate Ratchet and Clank on the PS2 again recently. Turns out it actually runs half decently if you're running it on Windows using DirectX 11 core, but still very, very harsh game for the PS2. It's amazing what Insomniac did to the PS2 to make it so that it so heavily utilizes the hardware to the point where even now, 20 years later, we cannot full speed emulate Ratchet and Clank for the most part.
That's amazing. Like, I've emulated Persona 4.
Probably emulate Persona 5 on RPCS3 even.
Yeah, I think I did 5 as well. It's a bit janky though. Not too bad. I think it might have come a bit further in the past year or so since it.
Yeah, but,
yeah. I miss Ratchet and Clank. I played the fucking absolute shit.
It took me forever to beat Ratchet and Clank, because when I was a lot younger, I just did not progress in video games. I was always too afraid to move forward and die, even if the game didn't really have consequences for dying. Like, Ratchet and Clank, you just go back a little ways, but otherwise, there's no real consequence to dying. But I was always too afraid to move forward.
How old was this? Like real young or like
11-year-old? Until, yeah, probably around 11, 12 years old. Even around then, I was still, for most games, too afraid to really just move forward.
Yeah, I think, what video? I think I played, my first video game, I think it was StarCraft.
What my first one would be.
You have a first video game, Dougal?
My first video game?
Yeah.
I had a Game Boy original once upon a time. I feel like the first video game I ever owned was probably like Pokemon Blue.
Yeah, alright, that's a pretty good answer.
If I had to say what the first one I remember playing is, would probably be Super Mario Party 2 when I was like 4 years old at a friend's house. We had an SNES or an NES at home. I don't remember which one we had, but I didn't really play it. I do remember playing Battletoads on it, whichever one it was. But holy fuck.
Nice.
Obviously, didn't get very far in that game.